Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Undistracted and focused like a laser. Today is Financial Freedom Friday, and we are going to be wrapping up this series. You definitely want to go ahead and start coming in the queue. But I am going to tell you this right now. Don't you think for one moment you're going to become focused like a laser and become immune to distractions without God? We started this series off from day number one, talking about John 1. Verses 1 through 5, Jesus is our laser. Many of you guys are not using what you have in your hand, and that is the power of God. Now, you can't come immune to distractions on your own, because I'm going to tell you right now, as we begin to read our word today, which, by the way, we're going to be coming out of the book of Isaiah, I have two scriptures for you. Go back and listen to this series. I am telling you right now, I know every time that God gives me something to tell you, many a times I end up feeling and experiencing exactly what he's talking about. I can tell you, don't you think that I am exempt? I may be immune where I will stay focused like a laser, but I am not exempt from distraction. So you will not either. Even our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted by the enemy himself, but he was able to say it is written. And I need you guys to understand it is written. We're coming out of the book of Isaiah. You want to go ahead and pull that. That's one of the big prophets. It's in the Old Testament. If you're not familiar, because some people are just now becoming Bible readers, but I am going to tell you something. You keep going back to this book, you'll be able to move through everything, any challenge, any distraction in your life. So Isaiah 42, verse 16, and we're going to be in Isaiah 42 and 16, we're going to be coming out of the book of Isaiah, and it's going to clear everything up for you. And I am telling you, oh, Lord, I know. This laser, remember what it is? It's a device, it's something, some kind of tool that produces a very narrow. Jesus Christ told us that he is the truth, the way, and the life. That's it, right? Highly concentrated beam of light. In the book of John, told us that Jesus is the light. And we're going to hear it again here in the book of Isaiah. And it says that lasers can be used in a variety of uses. The word of God can be applied to every area of your life. The word of God that is sharper than the two-edged sword. And I need you to know that it can be used as surgery, cutting things open. Lasers can cut through metal, cut through the roughest, toughest challenges and situations in your life. A lot of people are opening up. People are saying, hey, I've been my own distraction. I know what the distractions are. but I just have to have the courage to follow through. I'm going to get targeted. I'm going to get organized. I'm going to be clear on a list, prioritize. I'm going to do what I told myself I'm going to do, which is stay the course. But I can't be afraid to face the giants in my life. No, people are going to get angry. They're going to get irritated. They're going to get upset just like David's brothers did with him, but he still went in and took down Goliath. And as we're closing this out, I need you to know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your word. Your word that is equipping us. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are opening up to your Holy Spirit to allow him to teach us and to guide us, direct us and correct us. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for even the things that go wrong in our life, because if not, we would not seek you. These things are just as necessary as our wins. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're able to keep our heads up. No matter what it is that's happening, whatever it is that's going on, we are going to be just as faithful to you as you have been to us. We know that this is one of the secrets that's going to unlock the mysteries for us to get what we want. Your son, Jesus Christ, died for us to have an abundant life, and that's what we want. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that all the things in the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you, but it belongs to us too, as we are your sons and your daughters. So as we are now walking into the fullness of following your commandments, we know that we're also walking into our greatness. We know that the path or the journey to the top is not straight and narrow. But we'll be faithful to finish our assignment. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're not looking to the left nor the right. We are focused like a laser. Not on just our business, but first on you, so then all the other things will be put in place. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your people are growing stronger and wiser, more courageous, more bold to go out there and take everything that you have for them. No longer they're ashamed of you or who you are or who they are. They're going out to do great exploits in your name. We honor you. We bless your holy name. We seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, as we are wrapping up, but opening up our Financial Freedom Friday, and, you know, when I woke up, I was up at 4:30. Thank God for an Allegra D. My voice was almost gone on yesterday, and feel so better on this morning. Was out, even did my workout. Got Kaden off to school, and we still have the distractions. Got to go back, take him to basketball, take him to, got his lunch in the car, didn't want to eat breakfast. It all seemed like these distractions, right? But we passed the test. And I need you to know that taking your spot at the top, even though you may have a very clear system, strategy, all that in your business, it's going to be a crooked road. It's not going to be like just straight, just you shoot through like a rocket. Because most people don't even have as much power as a rocket to just go from the ground up just like that. We have to be taught. We have to be groomed. We have to be mentored. We have to be coached. We have to be corrected on our way up to the top. And so let's go to the Word of God and hear what he says, because I'm telling you guys, if you haven't ever read the book of Isaiah, and for me, this would be some great weekend reading, grandbabies coming over, we'll have some time between, and I want you to go back in the book of Isaiah, because when God took me here, it was very clear that we all need reminders. And the book of Isaiah is actually the first or maybe only book where he says, where God is actually telling his people directly that he loves them. It's a difference. It's a difference of when you heard of God or you watch people work God and when you begin to know him for yourself. And so as we go look in Isaiah 42, verse 16, look at what God is promising you. This is promising you of the help that we all need. He says, I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. I'm not going to recant on this promise. I'm not going to recant on this promise. But these promises apply to those who say they want to serve the kingdom. So you start going under and then you're now in covenant, in an agreement with God. Now listen to this one as we go in for 45 and 2, Isaiah 45 and 2. He says, now I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. Now we start talking about focus like a laser. God did not take me to the book of Isaiah until this morning. But the first scripture he gave me, the Holy Spirit brought clearly into my remembrance that Jesus is our laser. Now, I don't know what else to tell you but to go read the book of Isaiah for yourself, because right now my whole body is in chills because I'm sitting here saying that God is saying, I'm going to go before you. He's saying, you might can't see the forest for the trees, but I can. So if you keep your eye on me, the laser focus will become easier. Keep your eye on me and what I told you to do. Focus is no longer so difficult. Make me a priority, and all other things are going to fall in place. We need to marinate on that, because I know you go in the book of Isaiah, you're going to see what folks, what God said, all that, and they still was in disobedience. They still was mischievous. They still was doing all this stuff. I need you to know something. This is what you're going to expect. As you're taking your spot at the top, there will be distractions. And distractions, do you know that you have some distractions that are specifically assigned to you? Distractions that are specifically assigned to you. And you got to know what distractions are designed to do. They're supposed to divert you, diversify, even divide your attention, your work ethic, things that you need to take your spot at the top. But you cannot let it divert you. You cannot allow it to divert you. I am telling you right now, they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, but you are supposed to do your homework and say, who are they? What are they? But why are they? Sometimes it's for God to test your temperature. Are you lukewarm or are you hot for me? Do you know that? Sometimes it's like, okay, are you for real about me? Or is it only when things are looking good, sounding good? Can you believe my report and not the report of everything else that it looks like in your life? Distractions. How to become focused like a laser and become immune to distractions. Good morning, 618-8848, Financial Freedom Friday. How you doing? Good morning. Are you there? We're going to go on to the next caller, 303-8236. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Danelle Smith. Captain, how you doing?
Hi, how are you, King? Good morning.
I'm doing fine. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I just remember a time when I was in college studying physics, we had to build a laser, and it was a CO2 laser. And one thing about the laser was it had to be built inside of a vacuum, and you cannot have anything inside the vacuum, otherwise it would disrupt the laser. In other words, these were distractions inside the vacuum. And it had to go between, the light had to go between two mirrors. It started out large, and as you focus that beam down 1,000 times over, you could not have anything inside that vacuum. So in other words, we, as children of God, have to operate inside of a vacuum when it comes to these things that you're talking about. And if we can keep ourselves focused with all these distractions, guess what we'll do? We'll come out the other side strong and powerful, because one of the things we found out is if that laser beam finally makes it out of that vacuum tube, tiny little hole that is so small that only that laser could go through, it had the power to cut through, like you said, metal and glass and plastics and all kinds of things. And we built this for the United States Air Force. So I just wanted to share that with you, that a laser is real, and it really has to have, it can't have any distractions, otherwise it doesn't work. Thank you.
Glory, the vacuum. What is the vacuum? For me, the vacuum is the kingdom. For me, it's basing in God's presence. It's a narrow gate, guys. Thank you. That was Pilot Danelle. Listen, guys, this is powerful. 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 Focus like a lady. You also must be in the vacuum. You have to have the right environment for the laser. God ain't blessed mess, child. We got to work on it. We got to work on it. Good morning. 813-8010. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Joe Butler coming from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, and Joe, what's going on, King? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It was beautiful seeing you in Vegas a couple weeks ago, but today's message really, really touched me, because distractions are very, very real, and they're going to come abundantly the more and more we focus on the kingdom. I never really told my story. I do many PBRs. I talk to people all the time. But sometimes, because of distractions that come in our life, we're kind of ashamed to tell our story, and that becomes even a bigger distraction. I believe that God put certain distractions in my life in order to enable me to get to the point that I am at. That is the only way that I can empathize and understand what a lot of people are going through. Some people look at me and don't know my story. They don't know my background. They don't know what I've been through. But that's all right, because God has placed those distractions on me to see if I could overcome. And I've overcome an insurmountable amount of distractions. 21, incarcerated, you know, fired at 45, child missing at 45, car destroyed, a life taken. You know, it's so many distractions on my way to the top. And the more and more I push, the more and more I focus my laser, it seems the more and more distractions come my way. But each and every time I'm able to overcome one of these distractions, I become more powerful. I become more confident. I become more focused. And I see where my goal is. I see where my path is. And I just want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for Bobby Kim. I want to thank God for James Stewart, because these people came into my life at a time when I needed the most and said, hey, try this way. Look at this way. And the way I looked at it, in the beginning, it was for money. It was like, I got to get this money. But doing that with the distractions, God showed me it's not about the money, bro. It's time to serve people, because those things that you went through, other people are going through it. But you have to be able to tell them and show them this is not the end. You can overcome this. You can be financially free. You can be a productive member of society. You can help society come from this terrible plague that we're being plagued with of poverty and the lack of education, that we can actually overcome that and be successful. So I just want to thank God for each and every one of you being in my life. I want to thank God for my beautiful fiance for being in my life, because before that, I was in the world. I was of the world. I was the world. When people talked about it, that was me. But God blessed me to see a better way. The more and more I focus on Him, and the more and more I focus on helping other people and serving other people to show them that they can overcome these very obstacles that most people succumb to.
My God, all I can tell you is that we have to remember that there's no transformation unless you came from somewhere. You get to know God through the drama, through the distraction. That's the only way you're going to get to know Him. When, if you listen to that song by James Fortune, "I'll Trust You," and when he's saying that God placed that song on the inside of him during the worst times, he was ministering, feeling probably like a frog, Wednesdays and Sundays, ministering to people, people coming up looking for prayer, wanting to lay hands on him. And at that time, he was living in motels, hotels, babies sleeping in tubs. We cannot allow, just the same way how people are ashamed of God, they're ashamed of their story. And the only way you get to know God is through your story. Your story is what qualifies you to minister or take somebody out of something. The story continues. You know how they say the saga continues? It's never ending. The distractions. Never ending. This is why God said that in everything, we have to come to Him with prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, thanking Him for all of it. Do you understand? Every time I begin to really get closer into what God tells me to tell His people, that's exactly what every time I show up to try to say, don't you do that. You ain't qualified. You got stuff going on in your life. Don't you say that. That's exactly the trick of opening. Trust me, He's going to do it to every single body who tried to live right and upstanding. He's going to try to give the world the idea that, no, it's not true what she's saying. That's the trick. That's the distraction. We got to keep it moving and become focused like a laser. 678, last 4319. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's an echo there. There's an echo on that line right there. I'm so sorry. What's up? Financial Freedom Friday. You got to be intentional about going to get yours. Let me tell you something. The same way that people can't believe that you can take them out of some drama financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, unless you've gone through it, is the same way people can't believe that you can take them to financial freedom unless you're working on it for yourself. We can't fund the kingdom broke and broken. It ain't happening. For us to be the head and not the tail, to be decision makers, to take our spot at the top, we have a responsibility to be successful. If our God is powerful, mighty, He's the laser that can cut through everything, then why are so many of His people still at the bottom idolizing people at the top who won't even call God's name? Hello, somebody. This is the voice in the wilderness saying, get busy. I'm focused like a laser. By now, you should be working on being immune to distractions. You guys have a blessed, prosperous weekend. That means that numbers should be going up in your business this weekend. by the amount of faith you have will determine how much work you do. Take care.